tonight, the Arizona Coyotes. The 14th pick in the draft and the Coyotes draft special, 6 until 7, is on ESPN 620 tonight. It is hosted by Luke Lipinski, and joining us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, the head coach of the Arizona Coyotes, Rick Tocchet, here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Tock, how you doing, sir?
Boys, I've been talking well. How you guys doing?
Good. How's the summer been? Busy, right?
Yeah, pretty busy. Got a couple things going on. We're at the draft here at the table and anxious to see how this is going to go.
What do you remember about the NHL draft back in 1983 when you were chosen by the Philadelphia Flyers?
Well, back then they had 12 rounds when the first six rounds and the second day was 6 and 12. So I just made it the first day. I was like one of the last picks in the sixth round. If I didn't get drafted, me and my brother went to the draft. We sat in the stands. We're actually going to go home. So, but I'm lucky to get drafted that first day. But now, obviously, they just do the first round at nighttime. It's actually quite a buzz here in Vancouver.
When it comes to player acquisition, roster moves, things along that line, what to you is the biggest thing that needs to be accomplished, not only tonight, because I know a lot of these guys will be a little further away, but just in general this offseason, what are you hoping gets done for the Coyotes this offseason, Tuck?
Well, I don't want to go backwards. I don't even want to go, like, just stay neutral. We got to go forward. Got a lot of healthy bodies coming back. We had a really good second half. You know, the goalie situation's healthy. I love our defense. We're looking for some scoring, and John's been working the phones. Baron Hayden has been in Arizona training, and this kid is the real deal. So there's a lot of positives on our team, and I just want to keep this thing going forward.
Talk about the addition. I mean, I watched Phil Housley play for, it seemed like 20 years. I mean, this guy was a great defenseman with the Buffalo Sabres and then played many years after that, quite a few years with Calgary. He was the head coach in Buffalo. You've added him to your staff. What do you think Phil Housley can bring to help you out?
Well, he's a Hall of Famer. Doing some research on rave reviews in Nashville that defense over the years, one of the best defense in the league. Players love him. He's an out-the-box thinker, a great offensive mind, really good power play guy. So he's going to add a lot to our staff.
In terms of unrestricted free agents that you've got this offseason, who would you like to have back, Tuck?
Well, you know what? I want everybody back. I mean, obviously you can. You'll lose a couple of guys. The guys like Archibald, he's got to be signed, Krause. These guys are foot soldiers I want back, and John's been talking to those guys. If you look at signing Schmaltz was a big thing for us, a long term. He's a guy that, for me, can be a really number one center for us. He's been training in Arizona. The thing with him, he's been training in Arizona. His knee's good. Skill levels is what we need. Obviously, looking for Clay Cohen, have a really good this year. Like, you go down the list. And then, we're looking at certain free agents right now.
Let's talk about this draft with the 14th pick. I mean, I've seen some projections, Matthew Boldy. I mean, what are you, the left wing, what are you hoping to accomplish in this draft? Is it best available player, or do you want to try to fill a position?
I obviously I stay out of it. That's what these guys watch. But there's a couple of guys we've been targeting. I have no problem, whatever they do. Hey, listen, I love our defense. We get another defenseman, that's fine. So, but there's some talented forwards, too. Just anxious to see who we're going to get. I don't know who we're going to get. I know we got a few guys targeted, though.
Rick Tocchet, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Obviously, some of the big news that came down about you guys was the change in ownership, which I know has officially been voted in. We're going to hear more about that, find out about that. But with Alex Morello now going to be the majority owner of this team, have you had a chance to meet him? Have you had a chance to talk hockey and philosophy and big picture issues with him, Coach?
I have not, because it just really was official the other day. You knew it was getting done, the due diligence, but you never knew. I know that he wants to talk here next week or so. We're excited as an organization. I know the players are excited. I hope the fans are, because I think he's going to bring a lot of stability to us.
Well, the most important thing is, honestly, is just the ability to spend a little bit more money. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if you can increase that salary just a little bit, put yourself in line to get some of these top free agents and be a player, that could be the big difference. I mean, you know, it's really fun this year to not have you guys picking in the top five. It is. 14th pick in the draft. That's fun. That means that you guys had a good year last year. But to take that next step up, I mean, it's going to take a little bit of money.
Yeah, you know, listen, you know, to win, you have to have stability. Obviously, when you can add some money to the salary cap, you give your GM some money to go get people, it's obviously going to make your team better, right? So that's one thing we're excited here as an organization. You know, we're going to have some resources to go look for some players, keep the players that we want, and just kind of move forward. So, yeah, we're excited that we have ownership here that's really stable.
Have you found that you've got players that are asking questions, people around the organization that are asking questions to you about, hey, what does this mean? What do you think? How is this going to work? That sort of thing. Has there been a lot of chatter about that amongst the players?
Yeah, I've talked to certain players. It's just, you know, listen, when you get stable, things are stable, people feel comfortable. When you're comfortable, you play better. I mean, that's just the chain of command, how it works. You know, we just want to make sure that, you know, the team we have, the growth we're doing, I think, you know, we just don't want to go backwards. You know, guys, I talked to you guys about that in the past. You know, we've made some strides. We can't pat ourselves on the back because, you know, we didn't make the playoffs last year. You know, we fell a little bit short. What are we going to do to gain those three extra points that we didn't get in? That's what I'm looking for.
Does the St. Louis Blues winning the Stanley Cup in a very tough Western Conference give you any, you know, advantage too? I mean, when you look at it, I mean, that was a team that, good hockey team, but they ended up winning the darn Stanley Cup. Does it show you that the West is a little more wide open?
I think that during the playoffs, if you would ask me to win, you know, if you would have told me St. Louis Blues, I would have said, yeah, they could win. And my good friend Craig Berube, I'm real proud of him, but great head coach. He took that team from last January to the Stanley Cup. So, you know, you look at these 31 teams on the floor, they use the St. Louis Blues as an example that you're never out of it. You know, there's plenty of time to get back into it. And, you know, they just believe in each other and believe in the system.
Yeah, well, talk, good stuff. Good to hear your voice again. Hope all is well. Good luck on the draft tonight. 14th pick overall in the draft. We've got our draft special coming up on ESPN 620 tonight. I'm sure we'll catch up with you in the very near future. But thanks for coming on for a few minutes and enjoy the draft tonight.
Okay, boys, take care.